AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Perfect.
What are
Perfect.
The odds?
That's one of my favorite tags right there. Couldn't have been better. Could not be better. All right. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Flory. That, of course, is one Mr. Davis Michelson. Now,
Hello.
Let's bring in Anna Wilkinson. She is the VP of Communications for the North American Renderers Association. Anna, welcome to AgriTalk. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
We are glad that you are here as well. We were excited when we saw that there is something new that is happening. It's actually tomorrow. It's not today, but we'll get to that in a moment. The first thing, you need to tell us about the North American Renderers Association. What is it?
I would love to tell you about it. So the North American Renderers Association, or NARA, represents North American renderers and those in the rendering industry. So like traders and brokers, equipment manufacturers, and companies that serve the rendering industry. We represent the interests of our members, of course, in public government, regulatory affairs, and provide support to the North American rendering industry in both national and international markets. We have our flagship office here in Alexandria, Virginia, where I am today. And we also have offices in Hong Kong and Mexico City.
Wow. Okay. Well, one of the reasons that we were so excited about when I got press release from you is because that tag that ran, it's my favorite tag that, you know, we don't make the news, we render it here at AgriTalk. And part of that is, you don't know this, but my family has ties to the rendering business. My uncle Gene, my uncle Gene ran the National Byproducts Plant in Clinton, Iowa for years. Now, that was decades ago. But the reason that my dad moved from Indiana to Iowa was because my Uncle Gene needed another driver for a rendering truck. So my family has a history in rendering. And tomorrow is the first ever National Rendering Day. What do you want consumers to know about rendering?
Well, one of our big goals is educating the public and our communities on the highly sustainable nature of rendering. Not everybody understands rendering. You say the word rendering and most people look at you and go, like, artistic rendering, graphic design rendering, you know.
Yep.
So when a consumer buys a product that uses rendered material, we want them to know that they can feel confident that they're making an environmentally responsible choice. And by observing National Rendering Day every 21st of April, now this, of course, tomorrow being the inaugural, but it is, you know, an annual national day. So we hope to bring awareness to rendering's many, many environmental benefits and how rendering really plays a critical role reducing and eliminating food waste. Plus, it's a great way to show appreciation for those in the rendering industry. You know, like your family members and like our members and so many out there, and to recognize the important work that they do. Because, you know, rendering, I think this, it's important to state, you know, rendering really deserves to be a part of the reduced food waste and sustainability conversation.
Yes.
It really is a circular process. And we feel we can help educate on why that is and highlight that fact by celebrating this important day with our members, you know, the larger ag community and the public.
Okay, what kind of products come into the rendering plants?
So the products that come into the rendering plants are, well, basically, I should start, you know, by saying that North Americans consider roughly half of an animal to be inedible. That leaves a lot of leftover material that would end up in landfills. But by rendering that material or the meat that we don't eat, we like to say that, it helps to shrink the animal agriculture footprint, reduces GHG, because we're taking what would otherwise be food waste and we're safely and sustainably processing it or upcycling it into rendered material for new goods, like nutritious pet food, animal feed, biomass-based diesel, just to name a few. You know, the thing is, many countries use the entire animal. North America is unique in that we don't. But since we typically don't, rendering makes it so nothing, no part of that animal is wasted, because we use all of the animal by rendering it, and, you know, keep what would have been food waste out of landfills, and we instead, you know, produce new upcycled goods with it. So that being said, that just is a little bit of a background. What do rendering plants take in? Well, basically they take in that meat that we don't eat, right? So yep. The other half of that meat animal that we choose not to eat. So that's the organs, the bones. We're talking even meat scraps from butcher shops, used cooking oil from restaurants. Mm-hmm. We have a little phrase, from fries to fuel, because you can actually feel sustainable eating those greasy French fries, because there's a really good chance that the cooking oil used to make them will end up being, you know, recycled into biomass-based diesel.
It's fantastic. Fantastic. You've mentioned some of the products that come out of a rendering plant. And feed. There's feed component to this as well, isn't there?
Sorry, what?
A feed component?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
The what's produced by rendering plants is basically rendered material, like meat meal, meat and bone meal, poultry meal, along with fat. Those are all used for safe and nutritious animal feed, like you said, pet food, aquaculture feed. We also produce edible fats like edible tallow and lard. And anybody who's ever cooked with either of those knows they are delicious. And also for frying foods, like we just mentioned French fries. Yeah. But we also produce different inedible animal fats and use cooking oil. And those are used as feedstocks for biomass-based diesel, among other products.
Outstanding. Outstanding. You were working on a podcast earlier before you came on the show here. Tell us about that podcast.
We were just on the Feedstuffs podcast right okay. before I joined you. And actually, I will say, we actually have our own podcast. Nara produces it. It's a rendering podcast. It's called The Invisible Industry. And we get into a lot of this conversation as far as, you know, where products go next. I know we mentioned, you know, what we produce, meat meal, meat and bone meal.
Yep.
But, you know, those three big rendered product markets, like, you know, we like to say food, feed and fuel. We have a segment in our podcast we actually just started that talks about where those rendered products go.
Good.
Good. So, yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we are very appreciative of the rendering industry here at AgriTalk, and I'm glad to get the word out and looking forward to seeing some more on National Rendering Day tomorrow. Anna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
You bet. That's Anna Wilkinson, VP Communications, North American Renderers Association. Wow, we covered a lot of ground today. Thank you so much for coming along. Come back this afternoon. Naomi Bloom from Total Farm Marketing here on AgriTalk.